I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Asthma is one of the most common chronic diseases that affect children in the U.S., and it causes a large burden on children and families, including trips to the emergency room, hospital stays, and missed school and work days. To talk about managing childhood asthma and also new treatments for children with severe asthma is Dr. Sheen Algeri. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and director of pediatric pulmonology at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Algeri, tell us the basic plan in treating kids who have asthma.
The most important goal, Bobby, for children of all ages is actually to try to optimize their asthma control. This means decreasing symptoms such as cough and wheeze, and also decreasing their risk for having asthma flare-ups. We usually do this in a combination of ways, which include starting the child on asthma controller medications and by decreasing any triggers the child might have that would contribute to asthma flare-ups.
And what are the challenges that come into play, both for parents and physicians, when they're trying to manage a child's asthma symptoms?
Many children, especially those of younger ages, such as toddlers or preschoolers, may not have daily symptoms of asthma. So this means they actually can go a month or two without any cough or wheeze until they get a respiratory virus. That cold or respiratory virus will trigger their asthma and they start to have symptoms. The problem is families feel that maybe their asthma has gone away and therefore stop giving those asthma controllers.
In that scenario you just described, the child actually needs medication to keep these symptoms at bay?
The medication needs to be given on a regular daily basis to prevent symptoms.
Any other challenges?
One of the most common reasons we see poorly controlled asthma in children, the delivery of these medications can be very challenging. Many of these medications are inhaled and they need to get deep into the lower airways. In children, it's not as simple as spraying their puffer, for example, into their mouth. There needs to be a lot of education for the child and family to make sure that the delivery of those medications are actually going into the airway.
And you mentioned triggers for children that have asthma. Tell us more about that.
Let's say you have a child with asthma who also has terrible allergies in the fall. It's going to be important at that time to make sure that they take their allergy medicines every day, for example. If you don't manage other factors that can contribute to poor asthma control, you will be at increased risk for having asthma flare-ups.
And how many children suffer from really severe asthma?
About 5 to 10% of all asthma in children can be truly severe.
And what are the special challenges then for this group of kids?
The big problem is that many of the standard medications we use is not enough to control symptoms in a severe asthmatic.
And what's new regarding treatment for this group of kids that really has severe asthma symptoms?
In the last few years, there's been a newer class of medications to come out called biologics. These are actually injectable medications that can be given every 2 to 4 weeks. What they do is target very specific pathways in the body to help treat asthma. Very recently, one of these biologic medications actually was approved for ages 6 and above.
Dr. Algeri, thanks for providing this information about treating children with asthma.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.